Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shara Bitachon, and we are currently in the midst of a discussion about how we can tell the difference between a person who engages in Ishtadlos for the process of bringing about the will of Hashem and a person who just does what he wants so that he can go ahead and achieve his own missions in life. So the author of the Chovos HaLevavos has pointed out four steps already, and we begin with the fourth one now, where the author of the Chovos HaLevavos says, if you want to know the difference between somebody who is doing what he does and lives his or her life with a sense of bitachon versus somebody who does not, the person who does works, and he works hard. And he doesn't care about the little dollar here and there. He cares about doing the will of Hashem. In fact, the person is willing to give it away altogether. I was on a tour yesterday with a couple of other rabbis, and one in our group pointed out that a particular issue had come to a cost, and he said that he was going to bear the cost because he was the one who had spoken up and promised to take care of the cost. And he said, look, to be quite honest, if I don't use it for this cost, I'm sure the Ribono Shel Olam will have a cost that I don't want. So I might as well take advantage and do the will of Hashem at the same time. What, the dollar? The dollar's going to make a difference? That's not the way the world works. The world works that my dollar is to pay for the Ratzon Hashem. And he realizes that in the end of the day, all of the dollars are Ratzon Hashem. And he does with it that which he thinks Hashem wants to do. What a powerful idea. So that same person turned to me and said to me, you should just know something. Every single time, don't think of me as such a grace at tzaddik, every single time I've lost money, I could tell myself, with a full mouth, it's because I should have given this amount, I could have given this amount, and I did not, and it's always the same amount. However, you should just know that whenever it is, I think I've lost money on something, I invested it into a tzedakah, I could see that certainly there have been reverberations whereby all of a sudden a new opportunity that otherwise would perhaps have eluded me would have come out. You see the Ratzon Hashem. So sometimes we think to ourselves, yes, we work hard. We do the Shtadlos. He says, but I was able to pick up another business opportunity, a different business opportunity, and has paid off dividends. The person who is engaged in the world just for himself, in other words, without the awareness of God as a partner, doesn't see the world that way. Instead, what does he see? He sees a world that is dangerous. He sees a world that's very difficult. He sees a world that, for what it's worth, it causes all sorts of challenge. The fifth difference between the person who is doing the will of Hashem and the person who is not is the fact that the person who has bitachon does engage in the world, but he engages in the world with the opportunity towards not just what he's engaging in here, he's doing the will of Hashem. He understands that this is just spring training. He wants to make the team. He wants to be able to go ahead and experience the good life. And where is the good life? Lulei hamanti l'ros b'tuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. Right? He puts his trust in Hashem in that process. Ha'olam hazeh, we say in Pirkei Avos, this world is doma l'prozdor. It's really just a way station. It's spring training. But what is our job? That we have a responsibility. Haskei natzpecha b'prozdor k'dei shetikanis l'traklin. That we should prepare ourselves in the prozdor so that we'll be able to go down to the traklin. We should be able to get inside. And so it's the will of Hashem that we do so. It should be the will that we, our will, that is the way we look through life. So we have been very busy trying to figure out how much to spend on different types of chasadim, how to go through life and which way to spend money. Spend a little time this week on that. Just notice that if I give a little bit more, right? Am I giving a little bit more because I'm giving a little bit more? Am I giving a little bit more because that's the will of Hashem and He's my partner in all of my business endeavors? And so therefore, if He recommends that this is the path I'm supposed to take, then that is indeed the path I'm supposed to take. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the ability to recognize Him within the process. So let's look for those opportunities and have a great day.